Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, State Senator Royce West, and federal officials traveled to the border city of McAllen today. In a surprise announcement last weekend, Jenkins said Dallas County would host more than 2,000 of the immigrant children who've crossed the border in the last few months. KERA's Dwali Saikautau is in the Rio Grande Valley, and she's with us now. Dwali, sketch out what you saw today.
Justin, I've been driving a lot. I was in downtown. There, I saw a parking lot at a bus station that's been turned into a shelter housing immigrants. But these are families and mothers with children. A nearby church is helping house migrants, too. But the Dallas delegation went to detention centers where mostly unaccompanied children were living. Reporters weren't allowed inside those federal centers. But after his visit, Senator Royce West called what he saw deplorable.
I don't know what circumstances they came from, but I can tell you that based on even the most fundamental standards that we have in the United States, the conditions they're living in right now would not be acceptable to Texans.
He said there were children, 15 to 20 of them, inside a room built for five people with only one bathroom, and many of the children hadn't showered for days.
And what did Judge Clay Jenkins have to say?
Along a stretch of highway in McAllen and not far from one of the detention sites holding the migrant youths, Judge Jenkins told reporters that he'll announce as early as tomorrow some of the dozen locations in Dallas County that will house these children. But Justin, he also said that critics need to stand aside.
These are children. Whatever you think about immigration, these are children. We have the capability to ensure that this is handled in a safe way. Step back and let us do our jobs. And remember that if the shoe were on the other foot and it was your child that's 1,000 miles away from you, you would be praying for somebody to do what we're trying to do now.
In California, some of the children moved from here couldn't reach their destinations because protesters prevented buses from passing. Nothing like that has happened in Texas.
I understand you also heard from ICE, the Federal Customs Agency, today?
Yes, I attended a briefing at a river along the border here. Commissioner Gil Kurlikowski says the federal government wants to send a strong message that there is no pathway for citizenship for anyone entering the U.S. illegally.
If you cross the border illegally, no matter what your age is, you are not going to get legal papers. There is no permiso. There is no permission to stay. Together, we're processing the unaccompanied children and the families through this system as quickly as we can. We've located additional facilities to house and process the children, places like Lackland Air Force Base and Fort Sill, Oklahoma.
More federal officials are planning visits to this southern border. Tomorrow, several members of Congress and federal officials are traveling to nearby Harlingen to see firsthand the influx of immigrants into the U.S.
KERA's Dwali Saikautau from McAllen. Thanks, Dwali.
You bet, Justin.